Actor Saber Tyrion of is not on patient. Susan Ellidge, E L L E D G E, Susan S U S A N. Date of birth is 10/2/1959. Date of service 7/10/2025. The biography of the patient is 65-year-old white female, who is presenting to see me for medical opinion referred by her friend. Period. Past medical history includes hypertension since 1994, next hypothyroidism, next COVID-19 history, next hiatal hernia, next GERD, next hyperlipidemia, next chronic sinus infection recurrent, next chronic cough. Surgeries, past surgical history includes balloon sinuplasty times 2, right foot surgery, and right foot surgery. Pure paragraph, allergies, non-allergic allergies. Go back to past medical history and add history of kidney stone times 1 in the past and cholelithiasis. Period. Go to social history now. Patient is single, no kids, no smoking, social alcohol, no drugs. She is a retired secretary of work. Family history, father had heart issues, mother with diverticulosis, brother with diverticulosis, sister is healthy. Period. Paragraph. Review system reveals nighttime snoring, occasional morning headaches, chronic cough. Productive, clear, sputum, wheezing at times, no fever, no chills, no chest pain, heartburn positive, she takes Pepsid AC, no nausea, no vomiting, right hip pain positive, nocturia times 1, no straining upon urination, complete bladder emptying, she has stress incontinence, vaginal dryness positive, all other systems reviewed are negative, immunization, she did not receive any COVID-19 shots, period paragraph, current medications include hydrochlorothiazide, ivermectin, once a week, levothyroxine, and nebivolol. On physical exam, provide the signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active tonight accommodation, injective conjunctive, and non-interior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein extension bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no tetraparia. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are very great and rhythm, no masculine stew, no murmurs heard, no friction of heart, lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or disease heard. Abdomen soft, no pedomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gutting rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema, the lower extremity, skin, no splenomegaly, no neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. White count 6.5. This is from 2023. White count 6.5, hemoglobin 13.1. Platelet count 285. Blood sugar 109, BUN 10, creatinine 0.83, potassium 3.6, CO2 26, albumin 4.2, normal liver enzymes, A1C 6.3, TSH 0.866, from September 2024, total cholesterol 247, with LDL 175, hemoglobin A1C 6.5, uric acid 7.6, paragraph, assessment and plan. 1, hypertension, control on current regimen. We'll keep her on the same for now. One potential possibility is that her cough is induced by nebivolol, which is causing her bronchospasm. We're going to entertain that possibility. If she doesn't improve on the current, what we're going to put her on. Next, chronic cough, possible asthma. We're going to put her on budesonide and albuterol. Also, we're going to place her on immune-supportive supplements to help with her recurrent sinusitis. And then we're going to reevaluate the situation. The patient will benefit from a pulmonary consultation as well. Next, suspect obstructive sleep apnea. She's going to see sleep medicine to have a sleep study done soon. Period. Next, diagnosis, hiatal hernia. Next, hyperlipidemia, not on a statin. She does not want to do a statin. We're going to recheck her lipid panel. We spent extensive time in the office today talking about dietary management and dietary changes to improve her health and to try to lose weight. Next. More obesity patient will try to lose weight by doing intermittent fasting and healthy keto diet, low-carb diet, paragraph. Possible long COVID, because of the chronic cough and sinus issues. Patient is currently taking ivermectin weekly. We're going to do it on a daily basis, and we'll add supportive supplements if needed, if she feels any better, period. Next, hypothyroidism, continually with thyroxine feedback. A patient is going to see me back in around 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendations and report. Thanks.